Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the U.S. Senate rejected competing Republican and Democratic disaster relief proposals, leaving the legislation's fate uncertain after the House passed a $14.2 billion aid package back in January. Washington insiders report that disaster-struck communities, as you can imagine, have been waiting months now for lawmakers to approve additional federal aid after states from the southeast to California were battered by hurricanes, wildfires, tornadoes, and other severe weather. The $13.5 billion Senate package included $3 billion in farm disaster aid, along with $150 million to rebuild rural facilities and another $480 million in forest restoration funds. This week, Republicans criticized Democratic presidential candidates in the Senate, many of whom have campaigned in Iowa recently, for voting against the GOP plan, which includes assistance for Midwestern states recovering from catastrophic flooding here of late. Meanwhile, Democrats blamed GOP leaders for ditching some of the funds for Puerto Rico that were also included in the House plan. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.